So today we are having very good fortune of having Her Grace Savitri Mataji. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Ishwari Kumari. Thank you all the devotees for joining us. Please accept my humble obeisances. All wish to Srila Prabhupada, all wish to all the Vaishnavas. We're going to read from Sri Navadvip Dham Mahatmya. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale. Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrijatam Savana Runatham Vitam Tam Sajivam. Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam. Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेशु गोपिका कांत श्री राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विशोभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srimasadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading from Sri Navadvip Dham Mahatmya. We are in now chapter 12. The name of the chapter 12 is Visiting Sri Ritu Dvipa, Sri Radha Kunda and Shyama Kunda. So, as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur begins any chapter, he glorifies first Panchatattva. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Chandra, all glories to Sri Nityananda Prabhu, all glories to Sri Advaita Acharya and Sri Gadadhar Pandit, all glories to Sri Vasa and the other devotees, all glories to the house of Sri Jagannath Mishra, all glories to the topmost of holy abodes, Sri Navadvip Dham. So, in this Dhamma, all the devotees, they get up in the morning by calling out the names of Sri Sri Gauranga Nityananda. So, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, and Srila Jiva Goswami then came to Ritu Dweep after visiting the the Kola Dweep, after visiting Champahati, they came to Ritu Dweep. Now this Ritu Dweep is known as Ratupur. Names are now very simple. Throughout the Navadweep, the names of the cities or towns have been changed from the original name. But still, beautiful names are also there, like Jannagar, Jonudeep, and Krishnanagar. In Bengal, other places also are named according to Dasavatara, like Barahanagar. Gauranagar is also there in Navadvip Dham. Nagar means small town or village. So, Lord Nityananda with Srila Jiva Goswami, they came to Ratupur. So in that Ratupur, or the Ritudvip, the beautiful sceneries they visited, means the beauty of Ratupur is so beautiful, exactly like Vrindavan Dham. Here, after coming to that place, Sri Nityananda Prabhu exhibited Mahabhava. And Lord Nityananda is Balram himself in Tattva. So he became absorbed in that Baladev mood. And what is the mood of Baladev, Balram, or Nityananda Ram? That he has the mood of fraternity, parentalship, and servitorship with Krishna. The relationship, the mood, the rasa. He is always emerged in that rasa, in servitorship and fraternity or friendship and parentship or parental relationship. That three kinds of rasas are always there. But here he was remembering Krishna in Ratupur or Ritudvip. He exhibited beautiful ecstatic emotions and began to speak like madman. Quickly bring me Shinga. Shinga means an instrument made out of a horn. The calves are going far away. Kanai is still sleeping at home. Child like Krishna has still not come. You know, he was remembering Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. This is the beauty of remembering Chaitanam Leela or Panchatattva's Leela. The actual bhajan of Vaishnavas are this. First, in the morning, they remember Panchatattva, especially Gornitai. They internally offer their service to at the lotus feet of Panchatattva, begging their favor, mercy, to enter into Krishna Lila Smaranam, to remember Krishna in Vrindavan. We can do directly remembering Krishna Lila in Vrindavan and be lost in that thoughts, but through the favor of Panchatattva, it becomes permanent and easy. Because Panchatattva appeared, Krishna appeared as Panchatattva to give us the full facility to enter into Lila Smaranam of Vrindavan Krishna. This is our goal, Lila Smaranam. If we remain immersed in Lila Smaranam, Krishna Lila Smaranam, then after leaving this body, we'll directly enter into the Lila. This is the secret of entering into Vrindavan pastimes. A jiva has got that opportunity now by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very powerful, this Lila Smaranam. Through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Lila Smaranam, we enter into Krishna Lila Smaranam. Then Nityananda Prabhu heard that Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna, appeared in Navadvip, but he left Navadvip by accepting sannyas order of life and has gone to Nilachala. By hearing that, Nityananda Prabhu became very much agitated or very sad, feeling very much separation from Krishna. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna has left us like beggars. Without him, how can we keep our life intact? This feeling of separation is the sign of love for Krishna. we start to missing, you know, Krishna. How can we live or keep the life intact without Krishna? So Krishna Smaranam gives us that strength to keep the life within. A devotee's emotion is this, that they always keep Krishna inside the heart. Krishna Prem means keeping Krishna always within the heart and remembering his pastimes. So a devotee is always immersed in that mood, in remembering Krishna, keeping Krishna all the time in the heart, feeling that I am very helpless without Krishna's mercy. I am just a servant and I am in the service of Lord. A devotee is never free, never out of this feeling that I am just a humble servant of Krishna and I am in the service of Krishna. And this mood we learn from Sri Nityananda Prabhu. This mood we learn from Advaita Acharya Prabhu. Advaita Acharya Prabhu's mood is also servitorship and friendship. And they exhibited, the Panchatattva exhibited, and Gaura Bhakta Brinda exhibited the mood of a devotee. As we know, Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to taste the glories of emotion of a devotee, he appeared as the devotee. And he accepted the mood of the best devotees, gopis, and best of best, Srimati Radharani. He accepted that mood of a devotee, best devotee, and he exhibited that. Same mood we also can develop. How? That point we are coming a little bit here, that Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Jiva Goswami, they joined in that, you know, Harinam Sankirtan. That same Sankirtan gives us, the Harinam Sankirtan gives us the facility to enter into the emotion of a devotee. And that is very important, to develop the emotion. The proper mood, the sense of being a servant of Krishna, the sense of Krishna consciousness has to be developed. So, by sensing Sri Nityananda Prabhu's powerful ecstatic emotion, means he was feeling as Balaram and searching after Krishna, and he heard that Krishna is not in Navadvip as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and he has left Navadvip and went to Nilachal. So the devotees, they started Harinam Sankirtan. When Sri Nityananda Prabhu did not arise, even after about 4 dandas, 1 hour and 36 minutes, all the devotees began to sing the name of Gaurhari, Sri Gauranga, to bring Nityananda Prabhu into external consciousness. So after hearing Gauranga Mahaprabhu's name, he came to the external consciousness and he revealed the truth of presence of Radha Kunda and Shyama Kunda in Ritvu Dweep. And this place is really beautiful. When we go to Navadweep, we can visit those places. Means that Radha Kunda and Shyama Kunda. Beautiful place. And the truth also revealed here, as Lord Nityananda speaks to Jiva Goswami, behold the beauty of Shyama Kunda. And he said, first he said, This is the Radha Kunda. Sri Gaurahari used to perform Kirtana here in the afternoon with his devotees. Behold the beauty of Shyamakunda, which attracts the minds of people throughout the universe. At the many nearby places are the groves of the Sakhis. Sri Gaurahari used to come here at midday. Absorbed in chanting the holy names, he would make everyone joyful by distributing prema to them. So Nityananda Prabhu revealed these two places in Navadvip, the Radha Kunda and Shyama Kunda. And he revealed also that on the bank of the Shyama Kunda, Radha Kunda, so many beautiful groves of Sakhis, Kunjas are there. One may say, we do not see. Yes, we do not see. In Vrindavan also, the most glorious place is Radha Kunda and Shyama Kunda. Many devotees, they perform bhajan there. Very intimate bhajan. Here also in Navadvip, on the side of Radha Kunda and Shyama Kunda, devotees also perform very, very pure bhajan, intimate bhajan. Through the mundane eyes, we cannot see the reality because it's very fine reality. Unless we come to the pure platform, pure consciousness, this is not accessible. With the pure consciousness, everything is accessible. Our impure consciousness or mundane consciousness can be compared like darkness, and pure consciousness can be compared by as light. So through the darkness we cannot realize the night, a light. We have to come to the light to see the light. Similarly, when we come to the spiritual consciousness platform, then we understand the reality, perceive the reality, see the reality. For example, we hear all the time that Krishna is present within the heart of all living beings. He is also present in every atom. But we cannot see or perceive. So perceiving Krishna's presence all the time in everything as Brahman and Paramatma and Bhagavan, it requires purity or maturity to realize the reality. So Radha Kunda, Shyama Kunda is like that. And on the banks of Radha Kunda, Shyama Kunda, so many groves are there. Because it is eternal dham, parallel dham. Vrindavan dham and Navadvip dham. And Sakhi's kunjas are also there. There, the Sakhi's, the gopis, are serving Radha Krishna most intimately. So Lord Nityananda says, "Oh brother, there is no place like this in the three worlds. Here devotees worship the Supreme Lord. A person who resides here attains the treasure of prema and his heart is thus soothed." So by living there and performing bhajan, they attain prema. So Nityananda Prabhu and Jiva Goswami then came to another place after seeing that place. It is the name of that place. The name of the place is Sri Vidya Nagara. So Sri Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that in this chapter that the next day Sri Nityananda Prabhu arrived Sri Vidyanagara dancing all the way. When the devotees saw Vidyanagara's beauty, which attracts even the minds of the sages, they all experienced the blossoming of great joy. Indeed, the places where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Panchatattva performed the pastimes are so potent by seeing, by being in that place, we feel ecstatic joy, actually. Heart becomes full of joy, great joy. So thus he is ending that chapter by saying the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Janava Devi are the only treasure of this destitute Bhakti Vinod. Holding the lotus feet of the devotees, he sings this glorification of Nadiya and begs only to have the wealth of Sri Krishna Bhakti. This should be also our mood, begging only one thing, Krishna Prema or Krishna Bhakti. Bhakti, when becomes so mature and condensed, it is known as prema, means attraction that is fully developed for Krishna. Without Krishna, Krishna consciousness, a fortunate soul cannot keep the life intact. That is known as Krishna prema. So chapter 13 begins next. In this chapter, we are going to hear about the glories of Sri Vidyanagara and the Sri Jahnudeep. In the Vidyanagara, it is really so many important descriptions are there, full of descriptions of very wonderful points that in that Vidyanagar or in Vidyanagar is the part of Ritudvip. All the great sages, they attained the realization. They attained Krishna Prema in Vidyanagar. So we are going to hear about the Vidyanagar's glories. And I feel it's very amazing to hear all those points. So the chapter starts again with Mangala Charanam. All glories to Sri Gaurahari, all glories to Sri Nityananda Prabhu, all glories to Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu, all glories to Sri Gadadhar Pandita, all glories to Sri Vasa Pandita, all glories to Sri Navadvip Dham, the ocean of Kirtana. So arriving in Sri Vidyanagara, Sri Nityananda Prabhu began to explain the real nature of that place to Sri Jiva. Even at the time of annihilation, this eternal Dhamma, Sri Navadvip, which has the form of an eight-petaled lotus flower, remains pure. Just like we know, the lotus leaf or lotus flower are always untouched by the mud or by water, remains pure, intact. So the Navadvip Dham, Vrindavan Dham are like that. All the incarnations of Sri Bhagavan and innumerable fortunate living entities stay in one section of that lotus. In his Matsya incarnation, the Lord brought the Vedas to this Vidyanagara, which is situated within Ritu Dvipa. See the connection. Beautiful description there, so please let us hear that. So in Matsya Avatar time, Lord brought the Vedas to this Vidyanagara. And also he says, because all kinds of knowledge, Vidya, reside here under the shelter of the Vedas, the place has become famous by the name Vidyanagara. Still the name is Vidyanagara or Vedanagara. Local people, they pronounce like Vedanagara or Vidyanagara. Vidya means the transcendental knowledge, actually. Or Avidya means the shadow of the transcendental knowledge, that is mundane knowledge. That is actually Avidya. Avidya never helps us to become released from the cycle of birth and death. But Vidya, the transcendental knowledge, releases us from the cycle of birth and death, ultimately gives us the eligibility to go back to the spiritual world. So Vidyanagara is famous for that. So Brahma, the creator and the grandfather of the whole world, he became afraid after seeing the, you know, devastation. So it is the point after seeing the annihilation, he performed prayers here, means he prays to Supreme Lord. So then, seeing Brahma fearful, he was afraid, you know, by seeing the destruction. The Supreme Lord bestowed mercy upon him. As a result, Brahma was able to offer prayers to him at this very place. So Brahma also got mercy here. As soon as Brahma opened his mouth to offer prayers, the most beautiful Saraswati Devi appeared on his tongue. By the potency bestowed by Saraswati Devi, the four-handed Brahma, overjoyed, offered prayers to Sri Krishna. Sri Nityananda Prabhu said, O Jiva, at the time of creation, Maya Devi resides in the material world with the three modes of material nature, ignorance, passion, and goodness, on the other side of the Viraja River. The sages endeavor untiringly to reveal true knowledge within this universe, which is manifested by Maya. Taking shelter of this Sharda pit, the abode of Saraswati Devi, the sages defeat ignorance. When they have learned the 64 kinds of knowledge, the sages preach the knowledge throughout the world. So this is the place, Vidyanagar, is also known as Sharda pit. Sharda means knowledge. Pit means the place where Mother Saraswati lives. Mother Saraswati, that means transcendental knowledge, personification of transcendental knowledge. This place, all the sages assemble to discuss the Vedic knowledge and to this and how to preach the essence of the knowledge so the whole world can be benefited. The ignorance of the people will be dispelled. As we know that we are sleeping in the lap of Maya Devi in ignorance. We are not understanding truly about our true identification and our relationship with Krishna, and our birthright is to become happy in a spiritual position, and we have our real place in the spiritual world. The truth we have forgotten and happily spending our lives over here. Not happily, although we are going through so many tribulations and sufferings, but we are not understanding what is the cause of the suffering. Generally, people are very much aware of the suffering, isn't it? We are all aware of our sufferings in this world, but very few fortunate souls understand the cause of our suffering. Rarely people ask about the cause of our suffering. So the devotees understand the cause of our suffering. What is the cause? The forgetfulness of our relationship with Krishna, forgetting ourselves, forgetting our relationship with Krishna. We are suffering over here because we are not aware of our relationship. So the sages, they are trying constantly to bring us to this knowledge, you know. Come to this knowledge platform or wake up to the knowledge that reality is so beautiful, reality is most wonderful, reality is blissful, happiness, and a soul has the ability to achieve that reality. So here another point we are understanding, that by the mercy of Sri Narada Muni, Sri Valmiki came here and received a taste for transcendental poetry, like the poetry of the Ramayana. Means the Kavya Rasa, the taste of that poetry. was achieved by Valmiki Muni in Vidyanagar in Navadvip Dham. Very special place, actually. At this place, Dhanvantari received the Ayurveda, and Vishwamitra and others learned Dhanurvidya, the art of archery. So in that Vidyanagar, all sorts of knowledge were available. During Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, Navadvip also was the place for learning. Best place for learning. The sages headed by Shaunaka Rishi, also learned here how to recite the Vedic mantras. The Lord of the Demigods, Mahadev, expounded Tantra here. At this place, on the request of the sages, Brahma manifested the four Vedas from his four mouths. Reciting at this place, Kapil created Sankhya philosophy. And Sri Gautama Rishi manifested Nyaya, logic, and Tarka, argument. At this place, the sage Kanara or Kanvuka, sage Kanada manifested Vaisheshika philosophy, and Patanjali manifested Yoga Sutra. So this place is related with so many sages. Just by going to a particular university, you will learn so many things. Like today, in this today's world, some universities are world famous, like Harvard or Oxford or Stanford, you know. But Navadvip Dham eternally is famous for so many different departments of learning during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time also. And still it is the place, topmost place to learn transcendental knowledge. And to attain the transcendental rasa, we must take shelter of this dhamma. Still it is like that. Day by day, this point will be more and more clear. By Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, for example, we are understanding the secrets of all scriptures. Isn't it? Most powerful purport right now is Bhaktivedanta purport in this world, to understand the spiritual subject matter as nicely as possible through the favor of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because we are going to understand this point, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's favor, the six Goswamis wrote so many immense volumes of literatures. Means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings were exhibited or expressed, demonstrated by the writings of the six Goswamis. And this Chaitanya Charitamrita also that same. And this book and the Acharya are revealing that truth to us. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur's powerful writings are helping us to understand the essence of scriptures, how to awaken our relationship with Krishna, and how to live in that relationship. So this is the way we have to progress in our spiritual life. Also, it is said in this book by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jaimini Rishi manifested Mimamsa Shastra, Purva Mimamsa, and Sri Veda Vyasa manifested the Puranas and other scriptures here. Although we hear that he wrote in everything in Badrinath, Himalaya, Badrinath Ashrama, but he got all the enlightenment here, this place. This place was unknown or hidden by the for the general public. But the Muni Rishis, they knew about the glories of this place. Because rarely can someone go to a very famous, famous universities. Rarely a student who is very, very talented and brilliant, you know, can in get the chance to go to Harvard or any, you know, very, very famous universities. Not the general students will get the admission. So this place was like that. And still, the potency is still here. Still intact, actually. The five sages headed by Narada manifested the Pancharatra here to teach the living entities about sadhana, the practice of devotional service. So I have been reading all the translations of the verses, you know. I just read verse number 23 about Narada Pancharatra. So Narada Muni manifested this Pancharatra here. And the Upanishad stayed in this forest grove and worshipped Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu for a long time. Remaining concealed from their vision, Sri Gaurahari told them, "Your hearts are polluted by understanding Bhagavan to be formless." Here one point we are trying to understand. Generally Upanishads are, you know, describing about the formless Brahman, glories of formless Brahman. Right? When people read the Upanishads, they come to the conclusion that absolute truth is formless, nirakar. But we know ultimately the absolute truth is a person, absolute person, and he is Lord Sri Krishna. So here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to the Upanishads. What he is saying, the personification of Upanishads, you know. He is telling that your hearts are polluted by understanding Bhagavan to be formless, nirakara. You will not attain me in your form as Shrutis, but when you take birth as my associates, you will witness my manifest pastimes. Then you, both the Upanishads and the Shrutis, will glorify me. As we know in Krishna book or Srimad Bhagavatam, personified Shrutis or Upanishads, they offered wonderful prayers to Lord Krishna. I think it is in the chapter of chapter in 10th canto, I think the chapter 89. Chapter 89 is a big chapter in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Why? This is not pleasing for Krishna, that nirakar jnana, impersonal knowledge of the absolute truth is never pleasing to Krishna. Why? Because Krishna himself is not happy if we address him as nirakar. He has manifested his own original form as Dvibhuj Muralidhar Krishna in Vrindavan. He was not satisfied. Krishna was not satisfied by just being Brahman and Paramatma. So he has exhibited, he has showed himself his own original form, Sachidananda Vigraha, personal form as Krishna. So ultimately he is Krishna. If we are satisfied with Brahman realization, partial realization, absolute truth, or Paramatma realization, if we are satisfied only by those, either one of them, then we would not understand absolute truth as a whole. We would not be able to, you know, develop our personal relationship with Krishna, and we would not experience our Swarupa as Sachit Ananda Maya. As our Swarup is also Sachit Ananda Maya, Ananda Maya Vyasa, because we are parts and parcels of same Ananda Maya Krishna. Therefore, devotees are completely attached to the personal form of Absolute Truth, that is Krishna. Ultimately, he is Krishna. In his Krishna form, he is always joyful. And who makes, and he makes all the devotees also blissful, joyful. So therefore, Sri Gaurahari is speaking that when you will become my personal associate, then only you will glorify properly. And that is true. That is true. Hearing this, the Shrutis became stunned and secretly remained in the place waiting for the age of Kali to come. This blessed Kali Yuga is the essence of all other ages because Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared in this age. This is also a fact. This special Kali Yuga that we are living in now, we are in now, is not an ordinary Kali Yuga. This is very special, very blessed Kali Yuga, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, who is Krishna, and brought the Golokero Premo Dhano Hari Nam Sankirtana here. This Harinam Sankirtan is also not ordinary. This is Golokero Premo Dhano. The wealth of prema, love of Krishna, is of Golok Dham, is Harinam Sankirtana. That means, in the Golok Dham, the most valuable treasure or prema dhana, love for Krishna, is the Harinam Sankirtana. There is no difference between Harinam Sankirtana and Golokero Prema Dhana. That's why this Kali Yuga is so special. So here we are understanding that in that Vidyanagara in Ritu Dvipa, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu blessed or showered his mercy to so many sages in their service. They become successful. In our life also, in our if we want to become successful in our service, in our life, if we want to achieve the goal of life, everything can be attained by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Gauranga Mahaprabhu. One point we know that we heard the pastimes of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu with Sarvabhum Bhattacharya in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Sarvabhum Bhattacharya actually took birth in Navadvi. He was the Brihaspati himself. Brihaspati. Sri Vasudev Sarvabhauma is himself Brihaspati. He tried his utmost to please Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu in Navadvip. Actually, he was born in Navadvip Dham, and he was the Brihaspati himself. So he was trying to worship Gauranga Mahaprabhu, knowing that Gauranga Mahaprabhu was Krishna. He knew that. But what happened? Sarvabhum Bhattacharya actually opened his school in Vidyanagara and he began to teach. Later on, he began to think, I may lose Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu if I become entangled in the network of dry speculative knowledge. For this reason, he performed a particular pastime. So what happens, Vasudev Sarvabhum Bhattacharya was a teacher or professor in Vidyanagara. He had his own school. But he thought that maybe later I'll be puffed up, proud of my learning, and then I'll lose Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Gauranga. This point also we should remember. If we become proud, puffed up for any reason, will lose the mercy of Krishna. We should always remain as a very humble, humble and meek, surrendered soul. A pure devotee never forgets his own constitutional position and remains always surrendered to Krishna. Always remains surrendered to the will of the Lord. Sarvadharman paityajya. He sees himself only a mere small, insignificant part and parcel of Krishna, and tries to please Krishna by his obedience, by his surrender mood. And for any reason, if some kind of pride comes in the heart, immediately he rejects that. It may come into the mind, oh, I am so special. Immediately rejects that feeling and again takes, you know, full shelter of Krishna in a very humble mood. So Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya was like that. He was thinking that I may lose the mercy of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So he went to Nilachal. That was his purpose, to attain Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy there. He moved to Nilachal before even birth of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He knew about Gauranga Mahaprabhu's appearance would be, you know, would take place in Navadvip, because he was Sakshat Bihaspati. So he thought, if I am a servant of Sri Gaura Hari, he will certainly bestow his mercy upon me and give me his association. Thinking like this, he went to Nilachala and spread the influence of scriptures that delineate Mayabada philosophy. So purposely he did that. Purposely means he did not preach the true essence of the scriptures, but he took up the Mayabada philosophy, the dry argument and speculative knowledge, because he wanted that Gauranga Mahaprabhu would come to Nilachal and bestow his ultimate mercy, that is, the blessings of love of Krishna. So here Sri Gaurachandra, on the pretense of performing scholarship pastimes, jokingly, that is, easily defeated the students of Sri Sarvabhauma. Sometimes Sri Gaurahari came to Vidyanagara and defeated everyone with the logic of his arguments. Teachers and students alike were defeated by Sri Gaurahari and run away. As we know, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed unique pastimes, that in no other incarnations of Krishna exhibited that pastime. The pastimes of scholarship. Nimai Pandit. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was famous as Nimai Pandit. And he performed all those pastimes as if he was very much puffed up, proud of his learning. And he took so much pleasure by defeating other scholars by his arguments, Naya, Shastra, knowledge of his grammar. Ultimately, he defeated Keshav Kashmiri, who was the world famous scholar, learned scholar. So that was very special kind of pastimes Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu exhibited while he was in Navadvip, in Grihastha life. After getting initiation from Ishwara Puri, he was totally changed. Since then, his pastimes also, mood of his pastimes also changed. So that is the point that Chaitanya and Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya was thinking, that he would come to Nilachala and he would defeat me. So in this way, in this chapter, Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur describing about that Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, how got the Krishna Prema from Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gauranga Mahaprabhu's main business is to give us the Krishna Prema. As we know that he distributed holy name to everyone. And through the holy name, he gave us the Krishna Prema. So, one important thing that how the holy name gives us the Prema, we have to know. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote the poems under the caption of Sharanagati. And those all poems are very beautiful bhajans. And the last poem of the Sharanagati, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote about the Sri Nama Mahatmya, the glories of the holy name. We always hear the glories of the holy names all the time, and that helps us to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra properly with a proper mode. But in that poem, the last poem of last bhajan of the Sharanagati, in the Sharanagati section, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur revealed very wonderful poem. I love to meditate on that. Let me read that bhajans, the verse number 6. Not the whole bhajan I'm reading, just the verse number 6 of the last bhajan of Sharanagati. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, Premero kolika namo adbhut rasero dhamo heno bolo koroi prakasho ishat bikasho punui ishat bikashi punah dekhayo nijo rupo guno chitto hori layo krishna pasho. The holy name is the bud of the flower of divine love and is the very abode of astonishing mellows. Such is the power he manifests that when his holy name starts to blossom a little further, it then reveals his own divine form and qualities. Thus my heart is abducted and taken directly to Krishna. Then he says, In the seventh number of the verse, Purno Bikoshito Hoya Broje More Loy Jaya, Purno Bikoshito Hoya Broje More Jaya Loya Dakai More Sharupo Bilasho More Shiddo Dehodia Krishna Pashe Rakegia E Dehero Kore Sharbo Nasho. Blossoming fully, the flower of the holy name takes me to Braja and reveals to me his own love dwellings. This name gives to me my own eternal spiritual body, keeps me right by Krishna's side, and completely destroyed everything related to this mortal frame of mind. These two verses of the last bhajan of Sharanagati is so powerful. Means by chanting or through chanting, we are developing our Siddha Deha. And the Linga Deha or the subtle body is being destroyed. Two things happen simultaneously. When we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that means our Siddha Deha, our spiritual body is being formed. This point is so important to know the benefit of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Because we enter into the spiritual world with our Siddha Deha, not with this material Deha. Siddha Deha means the spiritual body, which is within the material body. or our own Swarupa. So, if we chant consciously Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that with the feeling that I am eternal servant of Krishna, and by mercy of Krishna, I will come to my own Swarupa, and this holy name will take me to the spiritual world, and this holy name will reveal to me Krishna's pastimes, love pastimes. And this holy name, by reviving the Siddha Deha, by awakening my Siddha Deha, will keep me right by Krishna's side. And this holy name will completely destroy all the things related to this mortal frame of mind. This everything related to material existence will be destroyed. Therefore, by living here, a devotee can enter into his Siddha Deha and can see everything here, from here. That was the point last time we were discussing, right? That Bhaktivinoda Thakur or all the pure devotees, they lived in the reality. How? By this pure chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Because Maha Mantra is doing that. So the truth is, through the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we are developing our Siddha Deha. Gradually, everything will be revealed to us. The rasas and the relationship and the spiritual world, everything. This is the direct process to go to the Golok Vrindavan Dham. Under the guidance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through the favor of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in Sankirtan or as a japa, that the flower of the holy name, which is the love, will be blossomed fully, and we can go to the Golok Dham directly. We can enter into Golok Dham. We can enter into the pastimes of Lord Krishna. So this is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this is the mercy of Navadvipa Dham. As we know, in a place, we get the consciousness of the place, right? If you go to the temple, we get the consciousness of spiritual understanding. A spiritual reality, realization. If you go to a marketplace, there's a different consciousness. If you go to, you know, restaurant, cinema hall, different places, you get in touch with the consciousness of that particular place. You go to Vrindavan, the place will change you. The Vrindavan Dham will make you a devotee of Krishna. If you go to Navadvip Dham, you also, you will be changed, because the Dhamma will change you. Just being in the Dham, you will be influenced by the power of the Dham. And the Navadvip Dham is so powerful that it gives us, Navadvip Dham gives us the highest gift of Krishna, that is love of Krishna. The heart will be filled with transcendental love for Krishna. So the Gaura Naam, Gaura Dham, Gaura Rupa, Hari Naam, all are related together. So that holy name was given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu freely to everyone. So everyone can become eligible to enter into Golok Dham. If we realize this point, how the holy name is working. Because holy name is Krishna, of course. Now how we get the prema? How we can go back to the spiritual world, that process we understand. Right now, the deha, spiritual body, is in a very constricted form, sunken form, or very constricted. It is not blossomed fully. So the holy name helps us. In this way, we are learning in the 13th chapter, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaking that in this land, Navadvip, Bhakti Mahadevi lives here. And Bhakti Mahadevi reveals Bhakti to everyone's heart, So here in Navadvip, Navavida Bhakti also lives here. Live here means Mahadevi in the form of Navavida Bhakti or nine kinds of devotional service lives here. And whoever is Bahirmukha means who are always absorbed in material consciousness, they do not get the Krishna Rati or Krishna Prema. So here, Bhakti Devi always living in Navadvip. By mercy of the Bhakti Devi, everyone can get Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti or Prema. But except those who are Vaishnav Aparadhis, everyone will get the Krishna Prema. And in Chaitanya Leela also we know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave everyone Krishna Prema except those who are Vaishnava Aparadhi. Means he never ever tolerated a person who always tries to insult or offend the devotees. So that point we have to be very careful about, not to do any offense at the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas. We should not criticize the Vaishnavas, should not speak ill of the Vaishnavas. So this is the point we have to remember. Bhakti Devi will not give us the Bhakti, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will not give us the Krishna Prema. Another point also has been described in this chapter 13, that Jano Muni lived here. Jano Muni, according to Jano Muni, there is one Dvipa island that is known as Jano Dvipa. And common people call the place as Jamnagar, or Sri Janudipa, where Janumuni used to live. Once, what happened, Nityananda Prabhu said that once, in this place, Janumuni was performing his daily puja, and he was, after doing his achamana, all of a sudden, Mother Ganges, passing this place, flooded that achamana cup, took away the achamana cup. So Janamuni was very angry about that. He swallowed the whole Bhagirathi or Ganga Devi. And in front of Bhagirathi, the King Bhagirath was going, right? Walking. He was showing the path. He was bringing Mother Ganga from Himalaya to Ganga Sagar, in that place where Kapil Muni's ashram was present, and his ancestors, 60,000 of his ancestors, were burnt by the glance of Kapil Muni. So to deliver those souls, he was bringing Mother Ganga to that place. But on the way, Janu Muni was performing his daily rituals, ceremony, puja. While Mother Ganga was passing through this place, due to the speed of the water, the achaman cups and other paraphernalia were washed away. So Jonamani swallowed the whole Ganges here. And by not seeing Mother Ganges, King Bhagirath was very much bewildered. And he understood that Jonamani swallowed the whole Ganges River. Bhagirathi, Ganga. So he pleased him with his austerity, Janamuni. And after being pleased by the austerity of Bhagirath, King Bhagirath, he then pierced, his one of the limbs, and Mother Ganga again came out from his body. So Janamuni was very powerful muni. He could swallow the whole Ganga. River. So, since then, another name of Ganga is known as Janabi, daughter of Janu Muni. In this way, we heard about the Janu Deep and Ritu Dweep within the chapter of 13, within the 13th chapter of Sri Navadweep Dhap Mahatmya. By saying those beautiful, points or description, Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur ends this chapter. As usual, by offering his obeisances at the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Janarba Devi and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, finished the 13th chapter. So in the 13th chapter, we mostly heard about Vidyanagar and about Jahnu Muni. All right. So thank you, everyone. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hari Bol, is there any question or comment? I'm not hearing anyone. Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna, Masbuchi.
Ah, Hari Bol. Gaurangi.
This Muni, how do you say his name properly?
Janu Muni.
Maybe if you spell, I can understand.
J-A-H-N-U. Janu.
Oh, Janu.
Jahnu Muni, mm-hmm. And Ganga Devi's name is Jahnavi,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. The daughter of Jahnu Muni, mm-hmm. Because she took birth from, again, from the body of Jahnu Muni.
Mm-hmm. Also, and Vidyanagar is in which of the dweeps?
It is in Ritu Dweep, part of the Ritu Dweep.
Ritu Dweep.
Vidyanagar. The place of Vidya.
And I know each of the dweeps are represent one of the limbs of devotional, so the nine.
Yes.
And Ritu Dweep represents which one?
Worshipping.
Okay.
Worshipping. All the sages got their realization in that dweepa, Ritu Dweepa. In Vidyanagara. And Jahnudeep is exhibiting the praying part of the devotional service. Means Bhakti Devi lives here in Navadvip, right? Bhakti Mahadevi lives in Navadvip. And so Bhakti Devi gives bhakti to everyone through different processes, Means Bhakti Devi is living here with Navavida Bhakti. Nine kinds of devotional service. So, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, right? The famous verse. So, each island represents one of the limbs of or elements of Bhakti. Antadvipa is surrendering everything. Simantadvipa, hearing. Godrumadvipa, chanting. Madhyadvipa, remembering. Koladvipa, serving the lotus feet. Ritudvipa, worshipping. Jahnudvipa, praying. Modadrumadvipa, becoming a servant Rudra Dvipa becoming a friend. So, in Navadvip, Navavida Bhakti is living here. Bhakti Mahadevi lives here.
Is it correct to say that Bhakti Devi is, or is Bhakti Devi, I'm sure the answer to this is no, but I would think that Bhakti Devi would be somehow synonymous with Radharani, because...
Yeah.
I mean, is there any kind of distinction at all, though?
Internal potency of Lord is Bhakti Devi. Mm-hmm.
She, you can say
Bhakti. Bhakti Devi.
Personification of that internal potency?
Yes, Bhakti Devi.
But we wouldn't make any distinction between Bhakti Devi and Radharani at all?
Yes, distinction is also there. Internal potency, the essence of the internal potency is Aladini Shakti. Essence of Aladini Shakti is Prema. Essence of you know, internal potency is Srimati Radharani Mahabhava Swarupini. So, Bhakti Devi is internal potency of Sri Krishna. Bhakti Devi connects us with Sri Krishna. Radharani also connects us with Sri Krishna. As we make progress in spiritual life, Srimati Radharani's mercy descends into our heart, right? So Bhakti Devi's mercy also descends into our heart. And Radharani is the essence of, you know, internal potency. Essence of essence, internal potency is Srimati Radharani, Mahabhava Swarupini. Pleasure potency of Lord Krishna. Through this pleasure potency, Srimati Radharani, Krishna gets pleasure, and also he gives pleasure to all the devotees. Is that all right?
Well, it's just that I've always wondered, actually, the difference between, you know, because when we say the essence of the essence of the essence, you know, it just makes me wonder, what does one thing include that another thing doesn't include, like that? You know.
No, everything. Yeah, essence means...
The distinction between internal potency, prema, hladini, shakti, you know, then finally Radharani.
We studied in details, right? In Chaitanya Charitamrita, right? We have to go back again, that's it. Because it is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So much detailed description of Srimati Radharani, also so much detailed description of Sri Krishna. Mainly that, and also Jiva Swarupa, mainly in Chaitanya Charitamrita. We studied in Adilila, in Adilila, in which especially I think fourth or fifth chapters.
Okay.
Exactly chapter, I do not remember right now.
Yeah, I will look.
Yeah, it is there. How Srimati Radharani is so special. Who is Srimati Radharani? Ultimately, she is Mahabhava Swarupini.
But I will find the relationship between Radharani, Hladini, internal potency.
Yeah, she is Aladini Shakti. pleasure giving potency.
Say she's the essence of the essence. Yeah.
More. You go more essence, that is prema. You go more. Essence means more condensed. Essence means more condensed. Right? Like by performing Navavidha Bhakti, we get prema. But that prema has not been mentioned in Navavidha Bhakti, isn't it? Hearing, chanting, remembering. What are those? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dashyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. Right? So after performing Bhakti, what do we get? Prema, isn't it? Bhakti leads us to prema. Sambandha abhideya prayojana. Sambandha is our relationship with Krishna. Also, relationship between the material world and Krishna. Sambandha jnana means relationship between Krishna and the material world, relationship between Krishna and living beings, right? Relationship, sambandha jnana. Then, avideya is activities. Avideya means bhakti. Means bhakti is, what is bhakti? Bhakti is the activities according to your sambandha jnana, right? Or activities according to the sambandha jnana means with the full knowledge of sambandha, you perform activities for the pleasure of the Lord. That is bhakti. That leads to prayojana, prema. Prema prayojana. Prema means more condensed bhakti. It is not different, but condensed. Very concentrated bhakti is known as prema.
Means more intense love.
More, yeah. It is transformed into love. Love means spontaneous attraction to Krishna. So without Krishna, without Krishna consciousness, I cannot keep my life intact. That stage is known as prema, intense. Like Srimati Radharani, she always remains absorbed in the loving thoughts of Krishna. Absorbed totally, fully, with intense concentration on Krishna, right? That is prema. Not a moment is without the remembrance of Krishna. Spontaneously is love. Now we are practicing Navavidha Bhakti. Practicing, we are reminding ourselves again and again that we are servants of Krishna. And become a servant means develop this sense that you are in the service of Krishna. A servant only offers service to Krishna. So this is our beginning stage. This bhakti will lead us to prema.
Okay, and Krishna. And then when you intensify prema, is that the relationship between prema and Haladini, Shakti?
Yeah, we'll understand everything. That is the first, few chapters of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila part.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, Adi Lila is so important to understand the Madhya Lila and Antya Lila. We should carry on the, that understanding from Adi Lila to Madhya Lila to Antya Lila. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fully exhibited the emotions of a devotee in love with Krishna. Because he accepted the mood of gopis, to experience that, because it is so so wonderful. Because in Adi Lila, not in Madhya Lila also, some description is there, you know. In Adilila, what I'm saying, I'm remembering now, in Adilila, chapter 17, we understand that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, again and again, the same point, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, accepting the emotional ecstasy of the gopis, he is now addressing Lord Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, "Oh, master of my life, oh, my dear husband," in the Adilila chapter 17, 303, 304, he is Krishna, yet he has accepted the mood of the gopis. How is it so? It is the inconceivable character of the Lord, which is very difficult to understand. Means he is God himself, still he accepted the mood of the best servants, devotees, gopis, and Radharani. And so he exhibited, you know, fully what is the emotion of gopi. Means he, what was the emotion of gopis, what was the emotion of Srimati Radharani in their loving relationship with Krishna. All the time addressing Krishna as Prananath, Prananath, you know? Master of my life, master of my heart, oh my dear husband. So this is Mahabhava Swarupini Radha Thakurani. And gopis are also immersed in that loving relationship, loving thoughts of Krishna all the time. Right, and Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila describes the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Manasvati.
Thank you.
Krishna Mataji, thank you so much, Mataji, for a wonderful class. I have one question.
Yeah.
Mataji, there are Dham Vasis and who come out from Dham and like stays somewhere else. So what do you think about Dham Vasis? Means if we become Dham Vasi, then we will be liberated, or what happens to those people who come out of Dham and stay somewhere else? What is your comment about
That question will be answered. Very nice question. Very nice question. That question was asked by Jiva Goswami to Nityananda Prabhu during the tour, that parikrama. And it will be answered in 16 chapters, 17 chapters, 18 chapters mostly. Okay, in short, I'm telling. Dharam is consciousness, actually. Vrindavan Dham means Vrindavan consciousness. Navadvip Dham means Navadvip consciousness. We have to develop that consciousness, that relationship with Krishna, relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All the Dhamma Vasis are not automatically lovers of Krishna in Navadvip Dham. All the Vrindavan Vasis are not automatically lovers of Krishna. Unless we have the proper consciousness. The Dham is giving us that gift, the prema, but we are not realizing that point yet. We are still a sleeping soul. For example, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us the prema in the form of holy name, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Have we realized yet? No, not. We have been hearing. But realization will come, of course, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But it is very hard to believe that this holy name is the prema phala. That doesn't mean that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not given us the prema phala. We have not yet realized. It is just like, suppose you have you have purchased a really very valuable, expensive gift, and you gave it to your brother when he was sleeping, right? You have kept the gift by the side of your brother who was sleeping at the time when you have given the gift to him. So immediately your brother would not realize that you have given such a wonderful or very expensive, you know, valuable gift to him, and you left that place. To realize that gift and the value of the gift, your brother has to wake up. After waking up, he has to see the gift. He has to open the gift. Then he will understand, oh, my sister has given me such a wonderful gift, very valuable, expensive, and very, you know, beneficial gift to me. Although you gave him, but he was not immediately realized, you know, he did not realize it immediately. Similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already gave us the highest gift to the whole world. But all the souls are still sleeping. So we are not understanding properly that the most valuable gift already given by God Himself, Krishna, to us. So this is the point. So whole thing is the point, means to wake up to the reality. Wake up, jiva soul. Jeev jago, jeev jago. Wake up to your own identification, means the swarupa. Wake up to the knowledge. Understand. So now the Dhamabhasis, if they are not understanding the relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were not going to get prema. That point will be discussed later on. And if the Dhamabhasi leaves the Mayapur Dham or Navadvip Dham, but he carries that Dhamma with him, just like Srila Prabhupada came to America, he carried the Vrindavan Dham with him, he carried the Krishna Prema with him, and holy name, everything. That's why he was able to give others the Dhamma or Nema, a name or Krishna Prema. He was able to give because he carried. So after realizing the relationship with Krishna, we come to the point to receive the gift properly. So that point will be discussed later, where when, you know, later chapters 17 and 18, Nityananda Prabhu also asked this question that, oh my Lord, we don't see that all Dhamabhasis are getting the Krishna Prema. This Navadvipa Dhamabhasi, why? So he said, Maya Devi keeps them separate. Mayapur, the Maya Devi is also there. Pauramaya or Parvati, along with Lord Shiva in Navadvipa Dham.